It's substantial and it's stately. It's the Carnegie Center of Brazos Valley History, which presides over South Main Street in quaint downtown Bryan. Completed in 1903, it's the oldest Carnegie Library still operating in Texas. Architect Fred R. Giesecke from nearby Texas A&M designed the red brick building in the classical revival style. It's shaped like a Greek cross with four wings of equal size. Four giant Corinthian columns with carved acanthus leaf capitals support a two-story portico at the entrance. The Carnegie was Bryan's first public library and one of 32 across Texas funded by philanthropist Andrew Carnegie. Only five remain as active libraries. When a new public library opened in 1969, the Carnegie served other uses, but the building languished. In 1999, after extensive renovation by architects Wagner and Klein of Fredericksburg, it was reborn as the archive of Brazos Valley people, places, and events dating to the early 1800s. Inside, original details were immaculately restored. Golden pine floors gleam. Twin dark wooden staircases contrast with creamy walls and a white pressed tin ceiling. Mission-style furnishings include long oak library tables and smaller rounded ones, welcoming patrons to pull up a chair and pour over items of interest. The center houses cemetery and deed records, census data, passenger ship manifests, election registers, transcripts of oral histories, and rare books, including a children's collection. Some items are so fragile they must be handled with gloves. An extensive newspaper collection is stored on microfilm. 15 computers provide internet access. Restoration, nearly a century after the library was built, ran more than 10 times the original $10,000 construction cost. But you can't put a price tag on history. The Carnegie Center of Brazos Valley History is what it preserves. The past in present tense.